Wake Up with Greg and Ali.
Yeah, we caught up with Felix from the Cat Empire performing for Territory Day at Mindle Beach. How are you, Felix?
Yeah, good, thanks. I'm in freezing Melbourne, about to head up.
Oh, aren't you just looking forward to that?
Yeah, I am. Get warmed up by some firecrackers.
Yeah. Are you prepared for what happens on Territory Day up here?
I've never been in Darwin for Territory Day, but I'm quite excited to see it.
Do you know why we celebrate?
You know
all about it?
I don't know the whys exactly, but I know what's involved from other people's reports.
Well, generally we blow up fireworks.
Yeah, I got that more.
But we do it for self-government.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, back in 1978 on July 1st, it was a big new era for the Northern Territory, and someone came up with the awesome idea to celebrate by blowing up fireworks.
Okay. Yeah. Frontier mentality.
I know. But the awesome thing for you, and obviously the other members of the Cat Empire, is that you guys get to perform on the beach right next to Darwin Harbour to a backdrop of fireworks.
Yeah, well, that sounds pretty special. I'm really excited about it. I saw a photo of the location that we're playing in, and it should be magic.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, you've performed all over the world, but this, I think, will be incredibly memorable because I can't imagine you've been to too many festivals where the entire city has come alive to fireworks.
No. It's very rare that you get a chance to play the fireworks. We've done it a couple of times, and it's a real treat. So, very excited.
Cool. So how's the band going these days? I know you've just released your fifth album.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the band's going great. We've had a bit of a renaissance in the last couple of albums. Like, we Steal the Light and Rising with the Sun have both been really well received overseas, and they've breathed new life into the band, I think. And look, it's going well. We had a number one release this year, which surprised us all, and we celebrated that. And the shows have been great. It's looking good. So overall, I feel like the spirit of the band on stage especially is pretty good.
Well, when you cast your mind back to 15 years ago, when you all formed before the age of 18 years, did you ever imagine that you'd be where you are today?
No, I didn't. It's important sometimes to go back and think about that stuff. I mean, I remember standing at the front of a jazz club or something like that when there was 20 people inside and calling up all of my friends trying to get them to come down, and I thought, you know, imagine playing to a full room, you know, that would be great. And then once I'd played to a full room, it became, oh, imagine if they were all standing and dancing, wouldn't that just be, you know, the best thing? So you kind of get these small steps where you think, if I achieved that, then that would be the best thing. And then the thought of releasing an album or selling, like, the thought of selling 100,000 copies of an album was just totally mind-blowing, and no one expected it because we came from such a practical live music sort of background. And so it's really been like a hell of a trip, really, really amazing.
Well, it is when you
can... And colourful experience for everyone, yeah.
Yeah, especially when you consider that last year 500,000 people bought tickets to see you live.
Yeah, and when people tell me statistics like that, it really... it blows my mind. It's, I suppose there's a strength in persistence, you know. I never expected this stuff, and then once those things had happened, I got to a point where I could really start to try and just enjoy it for the ride, which is what I've been trying to do the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. And when you just keep on doing it, when you keep on finding a real enjoyment in something like this, and when the crowds really light you up each night, most of the time anyway, then you just return to a place, and then all of a sudden in a year you've played to 500,000 people or whatever it is, and it takes you by surprise. So, you know, it's a bit of a dream, whirlwind kind of experience once you're in it, but when you look back, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and you know, you speak of the joy that the fans get from seeing you live and the joy that you experience up on stage. How do you react to being called the human party machine?
I don't know. It's funny enough because it's so all of these references to being a party band. It's like it's so different to how I am as a person. So I've always kind of shirked at that a little bit, even though, you know, when I look back at concerts or whatever, I can't, you know, deny the fact that we're playing at a festival and a lot of people are dancing. It's a fairly colourful experience.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like the party doesn't come first. The music comes first. I'm a songwriter, and so I write songs that have a certain feeling to them, and sometimes that really takes off with the band. And then the result of that is people having celebrating, you know, coming to the show prepared to sort of bring this energy, which in turn excites the songs and the performances and things. It's that's the way it happens, and that's when it's really exciting. I don't love the term when it's like, you know, it's like someone staring at you saying, "Give me a party" or something like that. It's my personality is very, very not like that. You know, and I don't like when people sort of expect that of me outside of the band or something. But in the band, something takes over, and that seems to be the result, I suppose.
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's the music. You mentioned just a moment ago of songwriting, and I read recently that one of your songs came to you in a dream.
Yeah, that was the Bulls song. Mm. Yeah, I was having a sort of an early morning dream, and so I could still kind of remember it, but it was good. I mean, in that dream, a terrorist came up to me and he was banging on the top of a nuclear warhead or something, and he pulled me over and he said, "I'll tell you a secret." And the secret he told me was, "The bomb is a rhythm." And that, you know, and then he started playing this do-doom, 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 do-doom on the top of this weapon, and that, you know, became the song, and I was sort of awake enough to remember it and go to the piano and write it.
Wow.
Which is good, you know, like it's very rare that happens.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the time I have dreams and hear the most beautiful music sometimes, and then I try to record it in the middle of the night, and what comes out in the morning is just totally ridiculous. Often I come into the studio and play, you know, that kind of nonsense to the other guys in the band, and they just piss themselves laughing because it's so ridiculous. But occasionally songs have come to me in a dream, and that's pretty nice.
Yeah, and that's pretty amazing if you ask me. That's a true gift there.
It is. It felt like a real gift. It was a nice gift. And that song.
So tonight, Mindle Beach is where it's at. You'll be performing to thousands of Territorians. What can we expect from your gig?
Well, I mean, Rising with the Sun's been a great album for us so far, and insofar as the songs have been kind of show-ready, straight from the studio, which is not always the case, but in this album it feels like they're really kind of fit already, and the tours we've done so far have been great. The set on stage looks good. So I think people can expect a really lively, hopefully, you know, magic Cat Empire performance. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Felix, we are so excited. Territory Day, it's our day. It's a very special day indeed for Territorians right across the Northern Territory. We look forward to seeing the Cat Empire rock out Mindle Beach. Thanks so much for your time.
Our pleasure. See you there.